Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching on the fear of the Lord was recorded at our 2011 Fort Worth Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
I know that God touched my mouth. He touched my mouth that night, and He put His words in my mouth. And I know that when I speak, it's like fire and the people wood, and it devours them. And since that time, I have never, ever been afraid to stand in front of people and speak, and it changed my life. Prior to that time, man, I would speak and it was pitiful, and I would apologize and swear to God I'd never do it again. I'd never embarrass me or him again. And yet it'd be like Jeremiah 20 says, it's like fire shut up in my bones. I couldn't forbear. I'd just have to try it again. And then it would bomb out and it was pitiful. But I just kept going through this. After that, I mean, something happened on the inside of me. I remember standing up in front of that Baptist church. I don't know if any of you remember that, but I was in front of this Baptist church on Layman's Sunday. Prior to that, I'd probably spoken for 10 or 20 minutes at a time. I spoke 2 hours. They came up and took the microphone away from me and told me to sit down and shut up. And I was still going, and I've never stopped. It changed my life. But the reason I bring this out is to say that, you know what? Every person has to have an encounter with the Lord where you have God touch you, put His word in your heart, and you have to turn from this fear of man. And just like those verses say, do not be afraid of their faces. Matter of fact, when I first started this, I'm getting stronger in it as time has gone along. But when I first started this, the way that I was not afraid of their faces, I would look above their heads, and I actually never looked at any person. That's the way I'd keep from being afraid of their faces. It would look like I was looking at you, but I wasn't. I was looking above their heads. But I mean, I just had to do whatever I had to do to get beyond it. And the Lord commanded me not to be afraid. And He says, don't be afraid lest I confound you. If you are afraid of what people have to think, I guarantee you, you're going to wind up being confounded in front of them. And the Lord literally used these verses to help bring me out of a fear of man. And I'm still dealing with it. I mean, I don't think that God made any person to like rejection. He made us for acceptance. And so there's something inside of every person that wants people to like you. And I don't think that you ever get to the place where you like people disliking you. If you do, something's wrong with you. I've met a few people that seem to like people disliking them, and something is wrong with them. It's not right. So I don't like people disliking me, but I have gotten to a place where it's not going to stop me from doing what God tells me to do. And I just do not let other people and their opinions and stuff influence me. And that is the fear of God. It's not using that terminology right here in Jeremiah, but you know, this is exactly what God was speaking to Jeremiah when He called him to minister. He told him, do not be afraid of their faces. Basically, He's saying, you need to fear me more than you fear other people. You need to put God first in your life. And this is so simple, brothers and sisters, but this is the whole thing. It's like Ecclesiastes says, this is the whole thing. Fear God. Do what He says. This is the whole commandment. If you just put God first, if you were more worried about what God has to say than what any person has to say, you'd find out that you wouldn't have all of the problems that we've got. Proverbs 13:10 is a verse that went right along with this, and the Lord spoke this to me just nearly at the same time as this account that I just gave you. And it says there, only by pride comes contention. And most people think, what does that mean? Pride is talking about self-centeredness, not just arrogance. That's only one manifestation of pride, but low self-esteem is pride. Timid people, which I was timid and shy, is pride. If you're a timid person, you are a super, super proud person. And some of you think, man, I don't get that, because we think that pride is only arrogance, but pride at its root is just thinking about yourself and fearing men. You want their approval more than you want God's approval. And I can tell you that this is what the problem was. I was afraid that people were going to dislike me, that somehow or another I'd say something that would make me look foolish. And it was all about me. It was all self. That's what pride is. It was just all self-focused. I actually heard a man came and heard me one time, and it was right around the same time. All kinds of things came together. And this guy heard me speak. It was right before this instance that I told you about. And he came up to me afterwards and he says, "You've got some really good things to say." And he says, "If you ever got to where you were more concerned about the people you minister to than you are about yourself, you could be a blessing." And it was absolutely true. That was the whole thing. I was just thinking about myself. And that's what all of this is. It's just the reason we're afraid of people is because we love ourselves so much that we do not want to suffer their criticism and their rejection, and we wonder about how this is going to affect me. When you get to where you love other people more than yourself, you will lay your life down to tell a person the truth. And if they reject you and if they get mad at you, you'll go ahead and run the risk because you want to give them the truth. It's the truth that's going to set them free. And if you hold back the truth because you're fearful of their rejection, you don't even give them the opportunity to receive. You reject it for them. You've got to get to a place to where you love God so much and you love other people that you are absolutely unafraid of what a person is going to say about you, what they're going to think about you. You're going to stand up and you're going to speak the truth. Let the chips fall where they may. You know, in Texas, people understand that. I say that in other places and you don't get that, but you know what I'm talking about. You just need to stand up, speak the truth, and regardless of what the consequences are, this is just what's right. You do what's right, and who cares? Man, this simplifies life. I just made a decision a long time ago that God's absolute first in my life. And if God tells me something, I'm not going to sit there and debate it and wonder about, am I going to follow through because this might cost me this and it might cause this problem and what is this person going to think? I have people come to me all the time and say, "God told me." I had this one guy from Chicago come and he made a special appointment to come sit down with me and he says, "God spoke to me in such a clear voice and told me I was supposed to come to Karis Bible College. But..." And then he told me about how his parents got upset and when they heard that he was going to do this. And they took him to the pastor and asked the pastor, and the pastor found out it was Andrew Womack's Bible school. And he says, "That guy's of the devil. Don't do that." And he started having people tell him all of the reasons that he shouldn't come. And he was going to lose his job. He was engaged to a girl and the marriage might not go through. And he started talking about his financial problems and on and on. And he just detailed all of the things that were going on and told me about it. And he says, "So what should I do?" And I said, "You lost me the moment you told me that God told you to do it." I said, "If God told you to do it, do it. But I could lose my fiance." I said, "Do it. I could be kicked out of my church. Do it. My family won't understand. Do it. What am I going to eat?" He says, "How am I going to make it?" I said, "Just do it." If God spoke to you, I mean, it just really simplifies everything. If God tells you to do something, do it. And if it winds up costing you your life, you die and go to be with Jesus. What a deal. Amen. And if you lose all of your friends, you lose all of your friends. Who cares? Amen. I know some of you think you're weird. But I think you're weird. I'm telling you that this is just normal Christianity. Nobody else has died for me. Nobody shed their blood for me but Jesus. I deserve to give him all of the honor. And if Jesus tells me to do something, I'm going to do it if it hair lips the devil. Amen. And there are some people that say, "Well, it's easy for you to say." But you know what? I've been walking this out and following the Lord. I've done this hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times, and it's worked to my advantage every single time. You know, when I got called into ministry, we struggled because of my own stupidity. I didn't understand things. I was doing things wrong, and we struggled, but God pulled us through. And finally, after 6 years or something of pastoring churches, we finally begin to start seeing success. In Childress, Texas, we had a group of 50 or 60 people. We were eating on a regular basis. It looked like we were going to live and not die. And I mean, I was so excited about everything and things were going good. And then God told me to leave all of that and go to a place called Pritchett, Colorado, which had 144 people in the town. 144 people. And it had 10 people in this church. And I left this thing with 50 or 60 people to go pastor in Pritchett, Colorado. And you know what? I mean, in the natural, with my natural mind, this made no sense whatsoever. And there wasn't a big area around there. I mean, the next closest town was Kim, Colorado, with 100 people. And then there was Springfield that might have had 1,000 people in. But I mean, it was out in the middle of nowhere. And God told me to go there, and I debated it for a little bit, but as soon as I knew it was God, I just went. And you know what? It looked like that was the end of any dream that I ever had of any larger ministry, because it's not a stepping stone to any place. There was no way to use that as a stepping stone to something better. I mean, the only way you leave Pritchett, Colorado is feet first. And I went there fully expecting to die in Pritchett, Colorado. And yet within 6 months, that's what God used to start our radio ministry. That's where we incorporated our ministry. That's where everything began to open up. I mean, those people, it was just miraculous, the things that happened. We saw a man raised from the dead. We started seeing miracles happen, and God just did supernatural things. I'm telling you, if you put God first and fear Him and just do it, and I don't care what the consequences are, even if He doesn't deliver me from this fiery furnace, I still am not going to serve you. I will do what God told me to do. You do those kind of things, and God just supernaturally blesses.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on the fear of the Lord. This 5-part teaching series was recorded at our 2011 Fort Worth Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series R1074 for CD or R3217D for DVD when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The fifth CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request RK176 titled No Want or Lack when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111, and our web address is awmi.net.
I'd like to ask you to pray about helping us as a partner. We've advertised partnership before, but specifically, we are in the process of building a campus to accommodate at least 3,000 people at our main facility in the Colorado Springs area. We're now in the process of building these buildings, and it's going to be quite a task. I mean, it's expensive, but we are going to be training people. You know, sometimes your work that you're able to do is dependent upon the tools that you have, and we need this tool of this facility to be able to train these people. So if you'd like to join with us, you can call 719-635-1111 and become a foundation partner today.